Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time and big issues, big guests. I know in my grand scheme of things, none bigger than what the heck's going on in the suburbs and how do the reasons that people move to the suburbs counter the influx of people coming there, maybe with Philadelphia values, Philadelphia ideas, or something else happening in the suburbs. So Philly.com wrote this great piece, very, very informative, I think. Think GOP's losses in Philly suburbs are Trump's fault. It's more complicated. By the way, if you haven't heard what I played at the top of the show of this Chrissy Houlihan, wow. What a winner from Chester County. She was on a national show. Boy, asked to have her on. Bill World perfunctorily, and they see it at her office. They're like, wait a minute. You know, is he here? Yeah, I'd love to ask her a couple questions. She's one of the winners. So Andy Riley over in Reliably Republic in Delaware County is quoted in here talking about things are going to have to change or changes will have to be made. Or we're going to continue to see more of this. That really piqued my interest. Andy Riley with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Andy, thank you very much for coming on. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to join you, Dom.
Well, I feel for you guys. You know, you've gone from an historical area, at least on a lot of these local elections and Congress and all that, where the sensibilities saw guys like you and others in the Republican Party as good government, you know, not even in a partisan way or a big picture political, but quality government as far as the services and all that type of stuff. So you're still doing that. What happened this time, do you think?
Well, good government's still there. Trains run on time. The
right.
Trash gets picked up
right.
Cheaply. Taxes are low. But
right.
You know, we have to look at this last election in a broader perspective nationally and how it affects the suburbs. So keep in mind that under the Obama presidency, the Democrats, you know, they lost 14 U.S. Senate seats, 69 U.S. House seats, 9 governorships, and 968 state House seats. Many of those were in suburban areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you always kind of have a shift away from the presidency. And so these last election results pale in comparison to that. The Inquirer article, I would say, sure, there are certainly demographic changes that have been occurring for the last 20 years. But I think this last election, we saw two factors that occurred on top of that. And I'm not sure the Inquirer article went in depth about those factors. I think, number one, in all suburban areas around the country, I think you saw 95% of Democrats coming out to vote to send a message to Trump, but also about 25% of the Republicans. And I would argue that was mainly on style, lack of tact, those type of issues that the national media is really borne out. So that happened across all suburban areas, even where 25 to 30% of Republicans were sending a message. But in this area, in southeast Pennsylvania, there was something more unique and I think something more critical with respect to the losses you saw in some of the state house races. My view is the most important issue was the Democrats on the Supreme Court unconstitutionally drew the U.S. House maps to the point where we had non-competitive congressional seats. If you will recall, this isn't the first time in the southeast Pennsylvania where the national mood favored the Democrats, and you had other candidates from around the state running for governor, U.S. Senate, who are non-southeast candidates. But in those instances, we had reliable congresspeople, whether it be Pat Meehan or Kurt Weldon, where a voter would come into the booth, and mm-hmm. they would say, okay, here, I don't know these underfunded U.S. Senate Republican candidate or underfunded governor candidate, but here, I know Pat Meehan, and I'll go for Pat Meehan, and it got their hand on our side of the ballot. When you have uncompetitive congressional races, you really have people pulling, you know, the Democratic government going down, hitting every Democratic button. And I think you saw, although I think Bucks County has a great organization led by a great leader up there, but I think you saw in that case where they had a competitive congressional races, you didn't see the down ballot effect that you saw elsewhere. Many of our state house races in Chester County, Delaware County, Montgomery County, where you didn't have a competitive congressional race, they lost by 2,000-3,000 votes, even in a supposed blue wave. So I would tell you that that's critical. Think about a voter going into the booth. You're hitting buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a competitive congressional race, so that person has a chance. You vote for the Democrat in Congress, we have one or two more buttons after that. So I think that was critical. And I think the Democrats on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court totally usurped their authority. And it was, to me, one of the most shocking things that haven't been called out in politics in decades.
Well, let's unpack that. And thank you, Andy, for so much. You have trod new ground. I think they messed up, with all due respect. They had three people working on it. My ears perked up when you talked about something new. And I agree with you about the usurping of power. And I'll get to the Republican non-response that put guys like you in a difficult situation. But what's the evidence that I want? Because I believe in my heart you're right, but I want listeners to hear the evidence that they withdrew. You're saying they drew these to favor Democrats.
Certainly. Well, it's clear. I mean, we all know that the U.S. Constitution provides the states with the authority to draw congressional districts. And now we're having a debate as to who should draw them in the states. And you have these people who want college professors to do it, who can, you know, do those things. But I would argue that it's always best done by those people who are subject to the vote, the legislature.
Yes, exactly.
And gerrymandering, look at Massachusetts, where we have a Republican governor, we have zero Republican congressmen. In Maryland, we have a Republican governor, we have one Republican congressman. Of course they're going to draw the maps favored to them. And in this case, that's what the Pennsylvania Republican legislature did. Now, where we had a real problem in Delaware County is that Bob Brady's area moved out to the county, so Pat Meehan had to be moving westward, and the sitting congressman in Chester County, who since retired, wouldn't move. So Pat Meehan had to go northwest, and I think they got cute, the legislators, with where they drew him in the northwest, and the district had a terrible, terrible shape and became the poster child of gerrymandering. But I will tell you that it's really, you know, it's one of these situations where in the North Carolina court, they ruled that their maps were unconstitutionally gerrymandered, but that court didn't go on and then draw the maps. They sent it back to draw the maps. As you recall, our Supreme Court sent it back to the legislature for 18 days or 11 days for Governor Wolf to agree, and Governor Wolf sat on his hands knowing that the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. Supreme Court would draw the maps. So the difference is, in North Carolina, where you had those maps, they said they were unconstitutionally gerrymandered as well, but their Supreme Court did not redraw the maps in a Democratic way. It held check. The same number of Republicans and Democrats were elected in the North Carolina congressional delegation. Here, they drew them in a way that favored. Look at Delaware County. We had a competitive seat where we oftentimes would win, although we lost to Joe Sestak. It went back and forth. That's what you should have in congressional seats. It went to D plus 13. We were put in to get – it was Southwest Philadelphia and Philadelphia, and many great residents in those areas. I don't want to be critical. But also Lower Merion. It was areas that are heavily
– Oh, man, let's stop there, right? Full stop there. You go into Lower Merion. You know you're not coming out of there with a lot of Republican voters, Andy, most times, right?
You're not. Yeah, you should have a good Republican organization there that gets out their vote and does a good job. But the problem is you just have overwhelming number of Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was something I just can't believe, that four Democrats on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court were able to declare something unconstitutional and then draw the maps, and it somehow's gone unchecked. It's just
well, and you're right. And you, Pat Toomey, has been, and you know, Toomey's not a guy that tries to raise his voice. It sounded like he was. Right. That's how angry he was. And I made the case, the one guy who ran for the Supreme Court actually said what he would do in these in this case. That's, you can't do that.
No.
You can't rule on that. And then the others, it's a rogue court. What they're going to do next, I believe, Andy, they don't like the funding formulas for places like Delaware County and the suburbs on education. They're going to jump in and rewrite them. And until Republicans start impeachment proceedings, it would educate the public to see this. And I know they balked before, but that's the only remedy toward this. Otherwise, this will stand.
Well, they have to fight. They have to fight. But that explains a lot of the down ballot close losses. We've sustained other blue waves before, but that explains it. But what we need to do as Republicans now going forward is we need, first of all, the White House has to come up with a suburban strategy. Many of the policies that the White House stands for and the president pushes can play here well. But we have to come up with a suburban strategy, as well as the state Republican legislature. We come up with a strategy, and we have to push it, and we have to, you know, we have to recognize that our voters are different, but they're not so different as for us not to be able to find some common themes to get our candidates elected. But it's very difficult. when voters are coming out and they don't have a competitive congressional race on top of them.
Yeah, but I got that point. Let me go back to you're the guy then. What are some of those policies? Because you may be at some point, if rumors are correct, and I hope it's so, if that's what you want, be in charge of more stuff as far as Republicans. You know, I look at Gene DiGirolamo. I reject this, but you have to win in the suburbs. I don't. He says we ought to be inundating people with, we're going to raise the minimum wage, we're going to tax Marcellus Shale, and more gun laws. I don't see that as being a lot of that stuff, Andy, in concert with the smaller government and Republican values. What would you be positioning for, say, Delaware County?
Well, you have to be broad like that. There certainly is a place for the Gene DiGirolamos. Gene's a solid Republican, and he has views that are different, but we have to have a bigger tent to appeal to more people. But you're right, there has to be certain principles. But let's take immigration that they try to scare us on all the time. We have to be a nation of laws, and we can satisfy our base by simply saying, hey, we have to follow the law, and you want to come here, you have to be legal, and we should secure our border. However, we should be trying to expand legal immigration for our neighbors in South and Central America. No one has an animus towards folks from South and mm-hmm. Central America. We need the workers. They're hard workers. They're faith-based people. It's a good thing. So we need the White House and other people to start talking about some of these things. A lot of it's messaging. A lot of it's messaging. But you can't also, as Republicans, we can't have a disagreement with fellow Republicans and turn our backs on them and say, hey, they don't accept my views. We have to take a broad approach that captures them. We have a golden opportunity because you know and I know that the Democrats, whenever they control things, will move hard to the left. That will occur. They will leave a gaping hole at the center for us to grab, and we need to stick to our conservative principles but be more accepting and moderate when it comes to certain policies. We have the ability to take the center back, which we've done in the past. So there is a demographic trend that's going to continue. It's beyond me. You live in Philadelphia. Why someone from Philadelphia would save their whole life to move out into the suburbs to get away from those schools and crime, then move out here and then just keep voting for Democrats is beyond me.
But Andy, you and I are sitting on the mountaintop, and this is the existential question. And for listeners, you and I, you live it every day, but I try to tell them it's even broader than Delaware County and how wrong this is, the insanity of it. Of exactly, you put it even better. I'm going to write that in my next column. Saving up your whole life to try to get there, or the people that have means and have it. You know what it is? They come there and they see there's not chaos where you are. You've done that. And they think if they throw these progressive values into that, then it'll all come together. Utopia will happen. All it does is erode them. It takes longer than in Philadelphia. Right. And penetrating those folks, I don't know how we're going to do that. I think we have to re-energize the conservative/Republicans that are already there and turn them back out to vote and get them involved. And some of these issues that resonate, there has to be a soul searching. That's absolutely true.
I will agree. One thing there was very key, put your finger on, and someone said it to me, and casual, the things you hear in the supermarket. They say, Andy, when Democrats recruit, you guys recruit workers. Democrats are recruiting activists. We need to embrace those folks who are the zealots and the conservatives and bring them on board, but also take a chunk of the middle. The country still is center-right country, and I think we have room for everyone, but we need to basically embrace, we need to get the enthusiasm back as well.
I love that. Activism, enthusiasm, and are the libertarians a group that could do that, or are they too set because they made some gains, do you think?
Well, I think they're a group to do it, and you have to sit down. But the problem is we've seen it here in last year, in our last county council races. We had libertarians grab 2,000 votes.
That's what I'm talking about.
By 2,000 votes.
Right.
So a lot of those folks are very, very set in their ways. And, you know, as a Republicans, you're not going to come in there and offer them a job to get out. You have to win on ideas. We have a harder base. The Democratic base is better because it's based on hardcore things. Unfortunately, it's based on sometimes racial makeup. Sometimes it's based on whether you're working for a government union. And our base is based on ideology. So it's harder to keep it together. But you have to sit and make the effort and try to convince them that their running is going to hand the election to Democrats.
Is this just a spasm with women this time around? I know that's crystal ball talk. In other words, you know, I'm mocking some of these people, the PhD. I don't know Scanlon, but the Houlihan bothered me, and I saw her on national TV, and it was everything that I expected. She's never challenged. They weren't challenged during this race.
No, none of the – I don't think any of the – congressional Democrats in the Southeast, with the exception of Wallace, was challenged.
Right.
And there was no funding. And even Lou Barletta didn't get the sufficient funding. Lou was a phenomenal candidate if you're a Senate. So there was no funding. And I don't think any of them were challenged. But they'll move to the left, as you see. Their interest groups are going to push them that way. And I do think a majority of, we have many, many great Republican women, registered Republican active women who are going to lead the way and basically bring women back in and say, hey, this makes more sense for your family. The day-to-day issues, it makes more sense for your family. They pay taxes, too. They want equal opportunity. Our party always will be the party of freedom and liberty, and those two ideals will always trump the very, and I hate to use the word Trump, but always trump, always trump the nonsense the Democrats put up.
Absolutely. Hey, Andy, thank you. You really have opened up. I had the theme, but you've opened it up, and a guy that actually does this every day, and I do hope that you'll have a hand in putting some of this into play.
I hope so, too.
Andy, thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too, Dom. Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.